Hello, everybody. This is Joe Lample, and welcome to Burpee Home Garden's Tip of the Week podcast. If you've been with us from the start of this 26-episode series, we've shared an entire gardening season together. And although fall signals the end of the summer growing season, I hope you're inspired to keep it going, as I covered in the last two episodes. But if you're hanging up your trowel for this season, no problem. But there are several housekeeping things you want to do in your garden to get the most out of next season. First, go ahead and tidy up the garden in beds. Pull up spent flowers and add them to your compost pile. But one thing to consider, some of your plants may have seed heads that are really nice to have in your garden throughout the fall and winter, since they're a great food source for birds and other wildlife. I know in my garden, I always plant tall sunflowers. They're a great complement to the garden when in full bloom, but the real delight is in the role they play right now. Although not much to look at, the birds don't seem to mind, and you should see the goldfinch in winter. They love picking out the seeds from the spent flowers, and the same goes for other flowers in my garden. But for any plants that won't be pulling double duty as a habitat or food source, I pull them out and send them off to the compost pile. That is, all but the ones that may show signs of disease. If I add them and the compost doesn't get hot enough over winter to kill the pathogens, and that's a real possibility, then I run the risk of bringing those diseases right back into my garden next season. So anytime you encounter the same problem, don't take the chance. Destroy diseased plants or bag them up and send them away in the trash. And as much as I'm against adding any excess waste to the landfill, in this case, in my opinion, it's really the best solution overall, because no one else wants those diseases on their plants either. And on that theme, I pull out every weed I see, but only add the ones that haven't formed seed heads to my compost. Just as with plant diseases, if the compost doesn't get hot enough to kill the seeds, when I add back compost next season, it could include thousands of viable weed seeds too. And who wants that? So what do I do with the seedy weeds? Well, for me, they go to the chickens. Otherwise, I'd send them to the municipal composting facility where I know they're composted to a heat level that kills the seeds. Once my garden is cleared out and cleaned up, I add about a 1-inch layer of compost and work it lightly into the soil. By adding compost now, I'm improving the existing soil with more nutrient-rich organic matter while allowing plenty of time to let it work its magic. The end result will be an ideal growing environment when I'm ready to start my garden next spring. But there's one final step I do here before calling it a day. A 3-inch layer of mulch in the form of wheat straw for me works wonders at protecting the exposed soil surface while slowly adding even more organic matter as it breaks down over winter. By spring, it's the perfect planting environment for my new seeds and plants from Burpee Home Gardens. So to recap, clean up, clear out, add compost, and then mulch. And when you're ready to start next season's garden, we'll be right back here with more helpful podcasts to enhance your gardening experience and knowledge. And in the meantime, we're always here with all 26 of our Burpee Home Gardens Tip of the Week podcast. You can access them all or subscribe to the entire series for free in iTunes or listen online anytime at burpeehomegardens.com. So with this being episode 26 of the 26-episode series, we hope you've enjoyed these podcasts as much as we've had in bringing them to you. On behalf of Burpee Home Gardens, this is Joe Lample. Thanks so much, everybody, for making us a part of your gardening life, and we'll see you back here soon.